This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio. Clodagh Fáilte, welcome to iRadio's group chat. If you're not familiar with Clodagh Scanlon, she is an online content creator who is sharing the highlights of life in her 20s on her social media, including the growing trend of sober dating, which she joins me to chat about. Clodagh, thanks so much for hopping on the show. What first made you curious about trying sober dating? Was there a moment in particular that sparked it?
I don't think there was a eureka moment. I think I just got bored of the same message on the apps saying, will we go for a drink? It's like that just gets a little bit tiring, lads. Come on, we want a little bit of creativity when it's the same thing over and over. And especially when you're like, I'm 29 now and I can say I've actively dated and been in relationships in my 20s. At some point you kind of just say, it's time to think outside the box. Like, it's just getting a little bit like same, and we just need some change. I think the older you get as well, the less you feel the need to kind of revolve dates around alcohol or the need to use it as a crutch, you know, and you kind of just want to seek something a bit more authentic and real, I think.
You wouldn't be the first to think that, in fairness, you know, because there has been a bit of a shift in the direction of sober dating recently. More people mm-hmm. cutting back or ditching alcohol completely, even in their own lives. Mm-hmm. Why do you think it's becoming such a thing at the moment?
I think my guess is probably as good as anybody's. I think post-pandemic, everybody's possibly just become more sober curious in general in their lives, and kind of everybody just wants those deeper connections, those more authentic connections, and everyone's maybe looking at how does life look without it being revolved around alcohol. Like, I even like to think when you do eventually get into an actual serious relationship with somebody, you don't spend most of that relationship under the influence, you spend most of that relationship sober. So it is good to question like the foundations, which is the dating, the first dates. It's like, do you want them all to be revolved around alcohol? Because are you actually getting the full view of that person? And are you giving that person your full authentic self in kind of those first meetings as well? And it's just, I think people, and maybe our generation, is just becoming more sober curious and just asking those questions and empowering each other more, that it's actually a route we can take, you know?
Talk me through what happens when you ask somebody on a sober date. How have people usually reacted for you? Are they up for it? Is there awkwardness?
You know what? People are up for it. I think it's just the go-to crutch is, let's go for a drink. It's just the easy thing for like a man to say to you, for example. But I've no problem pushing back on a man and saying, let's not have a drink. Let's go do something else. And I think it's just having that confidence to be like, you don't always have to go with what the other person is suggesting. If you don't feel comfortable, it's totally okay to be like, love the suggestion, thanks a mil, but also maybe let's try, go for a coffee instead. Let's go for a walk. Let's meet during daylight hours. It doesn't always have to be the evening drink or the weekend drink. And I think it's just being comfortable to vocalize it, because the other person is usually pretty up for it, and they're usually like, oh, okay, that's fine, let's try it, you know. I've rarely had somebody say, no, I'm not going to meet you because there's not alcohol involved. I think it's actually refreshing when you hear somebody else say, let's try to do something a little bit different, or let's try an activity, you know.
Get out and get some fresh air. That's another one that I always find yeah. brilliant, like it's breaking away from the norm. But obviously alcohol has tended to feel like a bit of a safety net for some people who get a little bit anxious mm-hmm. on dates, you know, understandably mm-hmm. to feel nervous when you're dating. What is the hardest part about dating sober, especially for those anxious daters?
You know what? The hardest part is everything you build up in your head. It's the build up. It's more so the build up of that first kind of meeting, when you kind of like say it is off a dating app and you meet that person at the door of the bar or at the corner of the street. It's the thought you build up in your head of, oh God, like I don't know this person, and do I go in for the hug, the awkward hug? Do I go in for a handshake? Do I do nothing at all? And I think it's like, it's the initial meeting that everybody builds up. But when you actually like, just do it. You like, both of you are a bit awkward. It's kind of funny. It's okay to be embarrassed as a human. We're supposed to feel all emotions, and one of them is like cringe or embarrassment or nervousness. And like, isn't it lovely that we get to like feel that? But I think that's maybe what somebody builds up in their head, or that kind of anxious feeling is like, oh my God, like I don't know them, or how are they going to react, or how will they be in person if I've chatted to them on the app? But I just like to think like, we're social as humans and we don't owe each other anything, especially if you don't know each other. It's just a bit of fun. You're just talking to another human. And the biggest thing I'll say to somebody is like, what's the worst that can happen? What are we actually building up so much? Like, this person doesn't have to be your spouse out of this or even anything after this. It's just actually a, hello, how are you? Like, glad to meet you in person, you know?
It's one of those things with dating where you do have to remind yourself, this person doesn't have to stay in my life forever. If this doesn't go well, it is perfectly okay for us both to be like, yeah, that didn't go well. Thanks a million, though. So, like, the awkwardness, it's short-lived. It's generally, I think, short-lived.
It is short-lived. And I think it's also, like, we're all so afraid to kind of leave our comfort zones. It's like, God forbid we feel a little bit of embarrassment. God forbid we feel a little bit of nervousness and awkwardness. It's like, it's okay to step outside of the bubble, you know, of comfort of our four walls.
From what you've seen yourself from, I suppose, other people online, but also you might have friends who have engaged with sober dating. Does it change the vibe in a relationship? Is it leading to deeper connections, or maybe it's just leading to different types of connections?
I feel like it's kind of a different answer for everybody. But do you know what I find for me? I'm more aware of what I'm saying, but I'm also very much far more picking up on, like, social cues, how that person interacts, the things that they're saying. Like, I have a list of non-negotiables in my notes app of what I want in a future partner. And, like, I'm sitting there and I'm speaking to this person, but in my head I'm going through that list no different than an interviewer would be going through a list of specs that they're looking for and, like, the perfect candidate. And I'm kind of like, if you're sober, you're way more aware of what you're saying and taking in what they're also telling you, so you're actually getting a much, much better picture straight away of who they are, what they're bringing to the table, and kind of deciding, is this something I want to continue with this person, or is the vibe there? And I just think, yeah, in turn then it does allow you to kind of get deeper quicker. Or just realize, is that what I do or don't want quicker, so that you're not wasting each other's time, you know? Because, like, the last thing you want to say is, God, I actually don't remember what if he was like this or if he was like that because I had too many drinks. You want to kind of, you know, I think there is when you get to a certain age, you kind of start going, I'm actually a little bit more serious about finding out what this person is bringing to the table, so that we can both, like, respectfully call it off sooner if we need to, or decide if you actually want to continue it, you know?
I'm very glad you've drawn the comparison between almost a job interview and dating, because I've always said I actually think I would prefer to go on job interviews than on dates. I find them so stressful, and I can't be the only one that's like that. So I'm actually glad that someone else has kind of drawn that comparison in their head.
Oh, yeah.
Because they are totally similar. And when you're dating with intention, particularly when maybe if you hit a certain age or a certain life stage, you know, for sure you're kind of going down the list. But if someone's thinking of trying sober dating for the first time, what would you say to them? Any do's and don'ts, or any tips on places or activities to go to?
Something I always say to all my friends is, and I've had to kind of act on this more, because I deleted dating apps about 7 or 8 months ago, and I, you know, there's times I'm like, oh God, I want to download them again just just to see what's out there, but I've kind of have held myself back. But something I have to actively do myself, and then I also advise my friends, is to be constantly walking into new spaces, new rooms, whether that's, like we've heard it time and time over the last year or two, go to run clubs, go to workshops, go to things. Like, how are you supposed to keep meeting new people in new spaces unless you're in them? If your only tactic is a dating app or the bar on the Saturday night, how would you meet someone in a sober space? It is kind of going, God, like, it's maybe not my comfort zone, but I'll try the run club. I'll bring two of my gals. We'll have the crack with it. We'll go for fun, and we can egg each other on to chat to the good looking lad ordering the latte, you know? It's kind of like, it is putting yourself out there and going, I have to walk into new spaces and try different activities if you want to meet people on a similar vibe, because there's so many other people also on the other end who are feeling the same way, or again, want to meet more organically or in person and kind of get off apps and kind of go, how can that happen? And it's like, you just have to think logically. If I wanted to meet anybody, even just a friend, you would have to go to, like, new spaces, new clubs, by clubs I mean, you know, like workshops, running clubs, those kind of things, and classes, and try something different. So I wouldn't say there's one activity over the other, but rather, like, try new activities first and foremost for you. Secondly, maybe go with your friends because it's just a bit of fun. And then thirdly, do it because you could actually bump into somebody that you click well with, you know?
Really important to put the emphasis on, you do generally need to go to a new space to meet somebody, because I love seeing you those memes. I get sent this meme every so often on social media, do you know, me waiting for Prince Charming to show up on my doorstep, you know, me being like,
at my door.
Yeah, why haven't I met anyone? Oh, well, do I ever leave the house? No, that's probably why. That's probably dating. Yeah. That's a good tip in general. But do you think that the sober dating, is it leaning more towards the norm now than just a phase? I'm sure for a while it could have been considered a bit of a phase, but do you think it's more, we're kind of building that?
I think it is becoming more of a thing that people are actually genuinely incorporating into their lives. Like, even I know lots of friends are like, oh, I'm just sick of going for another drink. And they want, they're again, they're girls as well, or women, and they're actively saying to a guy, actually, do you know what, can we just go for a coffee? And kind of saying it out loud. And I would say, like, it's refreshing to do a bit of 50-50. I'm obviously not I enjoy a drink, and I enjoy a night out, I enjoy a festival. Like, so I would never be opposed to going for a drink. But it is lovely when a guy actually turns around and is like, hey, what would you think about, like, going to this gig of this unknown artist, or going to this cool thing that I got tickets for? And it's kind of refreshing to go, oh my God, like, he actually is thinking outside the box, or God, he wants to try and actually meet and connect and speak on a real level as well. So I think it is becoming this kind of 50-50 is what I'm calling it in my head, because obviously not everything is going to be sober and not everything is going to be with alcohol. So it's lovely to even kind of have that in your head as well, of like, you know, maybe like that, I'll go out with my gals once or twice a month, and yeah, you might strike up a chat at a bar and it is surrounded in an alcohol setting, and then try and make the effort that the other times are in sober settings. Like, even earlier I was walking down the street and I locked eyes with a good looking lad who was totally my type. I held the eye contact for like 4 seconds. That's another thing, always hold the eye contact, girls, because that is how you're going to give them the green light. Held the eye contact, he held it back, I walked on, I looked back, he was looking back as well, and it was this whole like thing of, do I, don't I? But it was with my friend, and we had to go somewhere, and I was like, damn it, that was such a moment that could have been a thing. But it's like, don't be afraid to be a little bit cheeky or ballsy, or kind of be like, give a guy a green light and show him you're actually absolutely giving him interest, you know?
I was getting excited there, thinking that you had met, like, your Prince Charming. But you know what? Like, you honestly don't know if it is meant to be. Maybe you would bump into him again.
You don't know. And he kept looking back as well. And I'm like, oh, maybe we'll cross paths again. But it's kind of in that moment going, I'm going to take a little bit of a chance here and just try my arm and hold that eye contact a little longer. And I looked back and he looked back as well. It's like there was something, there was a level of attraction. But like, you won't know that if you put your head down to the ground. Like, what's the worst that can happen? That he doesn't look back at me too? That is the worst case scenario, which isn't even bad.
It's not. You know, as well, I do think that in these situations, you do have to push yourself outside your comfort zone. And however you are dating, it's all about balance. As you said, like, there's always going to be the element of, are you going for a drink, or we'll go for a coffee? You know, it's always going to be part of it. Mm-hmm. But if people want to follow along with you, Clodagh, and see how you get on with sober dating, but in general, all of your content on social media, where can they find you?
You can find me under Clodagh Scanlon. That's my name. There's no GH in the Clodagh, though. So just Clodagh Scanlon. And yeah, always up to development, always showing the behind the scenes and just helping empower the other girlies. I've been single for almost 3 years now. And well, I like to say I'm dating to date. I'm not dating for an outcome or to find a husband or find a boyfriend. I'm dating because I want to see what's out there and I want to feel confident. And I'm always building my own confidence in the dating space. And I just want to see if I can help other girls feel the same. And guys, anybody, you're all welcome to follow along for the crack.
I love this positive energy. Thank you so much, Clodagh, for hopping on iRadio's group chat. I'm looking forward to catching up with you again, hopefully with you in a smitten relationship with that guy. Ooh, that you bumped
I love
into.
You manifesting this for me.
Manifesting it for you. Thanks.
Well, maybe I'll go back around the corner and see, does he show up again? Then it's the universe doing its thing.
I'll let you go and do that. Thank you so much for hopping on the show. And it's been a pleasure.
Thanks a million.
This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.